When Urbana Community Development Services Director Libby Tyler first moved to town 15 years ago, she says Philo Road was much busier than it is now.
There was a Long John Silver's. I remember that. There was Kennedy's. The restaurant Kennedy's was at Sunnycrest. Of course, Kmart was where I went to get all general merchandise, and the Jerry's IGA, the Jewel.
Every one of the Philo Road businesses Tyler mentions has closed or moved to other locations. But barber Ron Plankenhorn is still around.
There's only four original businesses still out here since 1970. There was 10 to start with.
Plankenhorn cuts a customer's hair just as he's been doing on and around Philo Road since the early 1970s. His current barbershop in the Sunnycrest Office Mall takes up some of the space once used by the long-departed Wells Department Store. While there are still plenty of shops and offices along Philo Road, Plankenhorn says the big retailers have gone to Champaign.
Well, I think the changes are people just tend to like to shop in one central area for their hard goods, and this is not a retail area. It's more of a service area. There could be a glimmer of hope as far as retail out on the core, what I call the 130 corridor. If Walmart goes out there, which I believe they are.
Philo Road used to be the 130 corridor until 1991, when Illinois Route 130 was rerouted farther east along High Cross Road. When that happened, Philo Road lost a lot of its traffic and some high-volume retailers moved elsewhere. If a new Walmart and other stores go up on 130, Plankenhorn thinks some of their business could spill over to Philo Road. But developer Paul Tatman doesn't think the big box stores will return to Philo Road. Tatman recently bought the Philo Road Jewel-Osco building, 6 years after Jewel and Osco moved out.
The Jewel-Osco building was almost a 50,000-foot building. That's small now. That's a very small box, but too big for other things. So it takes some imagination. We've got several ideas working on it to revamp it, hopefully a mixed use, which adds more people, which will add more demand for retail in the area, convenient type retail.
Tatman has found an occupant for part of the former Jewel site, a telemarketing call center, which will bring in up to 200 new jobs. He hopes to find other office tenants for the rest of the building and put up new buildings in the parking lot for a strip mall or restaurant. It's a concept that fits in with the city of Urbana's strategy to revitalize the Philo Road business district. Economic Development Manager John Reggett says their market research shows that despite the empty stores, many people in Champaign-Urbana still come to Philo Road to buy goods and services.
But there are some other services and goods that are desired. There's a desire for family restaurants, for coffee shops, for sandwich shops. There are a variety of other, you know, general merchandising and other retail venues that are desired. So the market will be different. It won't be large format, but it certainly will cover a broader spectrum than what we see there now.
Candidates in this month's Urbana mayoral and city council primary have made Philo Road a campaign issue, debating what the city should do to help and whether the help is coming fast enough. Their interest indicates that the Philo Road report coming before the Urbana City Council will be far from the last word on the subject. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.